Morning Watch, the factor of living in an overcoming life in the recovered church to consummate the divine economy and become the new Jerusalem. Week 8. Friday related verses. Revelation 21:9-11, 2-3, 12, 14, 18-19, 21, 9-11. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in spirit unto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. 2-3. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God." 12. It had a great and high wall, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names inscribed, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. 18-19. And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald. 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was, respectively, of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Related reading. God's economy is that God would become a man to make man God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead, for the producing of the New Jerusalem as the increase and expression of the triune God for eternity. The New Jerusalem is built by God's constituting himself into man to make man the same as God in life, in nature, and in constitution, so that God and man may become a corporate entity. If we look at today's outward situation, we can see the lack of the building up of the body of Christ, which consummates the New Jerusalem. This is why the Lord has charged me to release the high peaks of his divine revelation. First, we need to release the truth that God became a man, so that man may become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. Then we need to release the truth concerning the New Jerusalem. Since the Lord has released these high peaks of his truths, we have to learn the new language to speak them. Paul and his co-workers were different because of what they ministered. Today in the recovery, all the co-workers must be different. They must learn to speak these high truths concerning God's economy, that God became a man, that man may become God with the New Jerusalem as the ultimate consummation. This is a great miracle and a deep mystery. In the book of Isaiah, two short prophecies clearly show the link between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Isaiah 7:14 says that a virgin would bring forth a son, whose name would be called Emmanuel. Isaiah 9:6 says that a son would be given to us, and that his name would be called the Mighty God and the Eternal Father. These prophecies reveal that God would become a man as a little child. The mighty God, the Eternal Father, became a man in order to make man God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. However, in order to be made God in this way, man first needed to be redeemed. Isaiah 53 is a strong chapter on the redemption of Christ. In his humanity, the God who had become man was man's redeemer, slain for man's sin. God redeemed man for the purpose of making the redeemed man God in life and in nature, so that God can have a consummation of his economy in the body of Christ as the enlargement of Christ. This body of Christ will consummate in the New Jerusalem as God's full expression and enlargement for eternity. In typology, the history of the kings is linked to God's becoming a man, to redeem man back to himself, that he might make his redeemed people God in life and in nature, so that he might have for eternity a universal corporate expression of himself. This, in brief, is God's economy. The goal of God's economy is to work on his redeemed people in order to make them God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. This can be accomplished only through, by, with, and in the life-giving Spirit. It is crucial for us in the Lord's recovery to see that our Christ today is in resurrection, and that in resurrection he is the pneumatic Christ, the life-giving Spirit, as the consummation of the process triune God. We have him as the all-inclusive compound Spirit in our spirit. Now every day, we must do everything in our spirit in order that this life-giving Spirit may transform us, conform us, and eventually glorify us, that we might be made God in life and in nature.